Welcome to the History AI Podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Welcome back to another episode of the History AI Podcast. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Marco. Today, we have a fascinating story that might just make you question everything you thought you knew about the history of flight.
That's right, Marco. Everyone knows about the Wright brothers and their famous flight in 1903. But what if we told you that someone else might have beaten them to the punch by over 40 years?
Oh, this is gonna be good. We're talking about Jacob Brodbeck, a German immigrant who might have been the first person to fly a powered, heavier-than-air machine back in the 1860s.
Stick around, folks. We're about to dive into the life of Jacob Brodbeck and his mysterious flying machine. All right, Marco, before we get into the flight itself, let's set the stage and talk a bit more about who Jacob Brodbeck was. He wasn't your typical aviation pioneer, and his story is full of surprising twists and turns.
Absolutely, Chuck. Jacob Brodbeck was born in Plattenhardt, Germany, in 1821, a small village in the Swabian region of the country. Back then, this area was known for its strong emphasis on education and craftsmanship, which probably played a significant role in shaping young Jacob's interests.
Right. Even as a child, Brodbeck was fascinated by mechanics and the natural world. He studied mathematics and astronomy extensively, subjects that were not only uncommon but also quite advanced for his age and time. It's said that he would often be found outside, observing the stars and sketching out his ideas for various mechanical devices.
And that's where his passion for flight began. Imagine growing up in the 19th century, watching birds fly effortlessly through the sky, and thinking, why can't humans do that? Brodbeck was captivated by the mechanics of flight, and he became obsessed with the idea of creating a machine that could mimic a bird's ability to soar through the air.
His curiosity didn't just stop at daydreaming, though. After attending local schools and developing a reputation as a bright young man with a knack for innovation, Brodbeck decided to broaden his horizons. He immigrated to the United States in 1847, part of a larger wave of German immigrants seeking new opportunities in America.
He eventually settled in Texas, a frontier state at the time. The Texas Hill Country, with its wide open spaces and diverse communities, must have been quite a change from the rolling hills of Germany. Brodbeck quickly adapted, though, and began working as a schoolteacher. But teaching wasn't just about earning a living for him, it was a way to share his love of science and mechanics with the next generation.
Exactly, Marco. He was more than just a teacher, he was a community leader, a mentor, and an innovator. In fact, he started using his engineering skills to solve practical problems in his new home. One of his most notable inventions during this time was an early version of a refrigerated wagon, designed to keep food cool during the hot Texas summers.
That's a perfect example of his forward-thinking mindset. Brodbeck was always looking for ways to apply scientific principles to everyday challenges. This blend of practicality and creativity was a hallmark of his career and likely what led him to pursue the dream of flight with such determination.
And it wasn't just practical inventions that caught his interest. He began experimenting with various mechanical devices, studying how different mechanisms worked. This was a time when the Industrial Revolution was in full swing, and the spirit of invention was in the air. Brodbeck was inspired by this environment to push the boundaries of what was possible.
That's right. And it's important to remember that during the mid-19th century, the idea of human flight was still very much in the realm of fantasy. While balloons and gliders were becoming more common, the concept of powered flight was considered by many to be impossible, or at the very least, incredibly dangerous.
Brodbeck didn't see it that way, though. To him, flight was a challenge waiting to be solved. He believed that with the right application of science and engineering, humans could indeed take to the skies. This belief set him apart from his contemporaries, most of whom were focusing on more established technologies.
And so, with a blend of ambition, ingenuity, and perhaps a bit of stubbornness, Brodbeck embarked on what would become his most ambitious project yet, designing a self-powered flying machine. It's a classic story of human innovation and the desire to conquer the impossible.
Absolutely, Marco. Brodbeck's journey is a fascinating one, marked by relentless curiosity and a willingness to push the boundaries of known science. He wasn't afraid to dream big, even when those around him couldn't quite see his vision.
And that's what makes his story so intriguing. He wasn't just an inventor, he was a visionary, a man driven by the same spirit of exploration that led countless others to venture into the unknown. The difference is, Jacob Brodbeck's unknown was the sky.
With that foundation laid, let's move on to talk about his attempt at making that dream a reality, his flying machine. This is where things get really interesting, and the legend of Jacob Brodbeck begins to take flight, literally.
Now that we know a bit more about Jacob Brodbeck's background, let's dive into the specifics of his flying machine. This is where Brodbeck's story gets really fascinating, and we see just how ahead of his time he truly was.
Absolutely, Marco. To understand Brodbeck's invention, we have to appreciate the context of his work. This was the 1860s, and the concept of powered flight was still considered a fantasy. Most inventors who were experimenting with flight were focused on lighter-than-air vehicles like balloons, which relied on hot air or gases to lift them off the ground. But Brodbeck had a different vision.
That's right. Instead of following the balloon route, he envisioned a machine that would be heavier than air but could still achieve sustained flight. His inspiration came from birds, which he studied meticulously. He was fascinated by their ability to glide and maneuver using their wings, and he believed that the key to human flight lay in replicating this natural design.
So, he set out to build what he called an airship, which would operate on principles similar to those used by birds. The core of his design was a wooden frame about 12 feet long, reinforced with metal supports to give it structural integrity. The frame was designed to be lightweight but strong enough to support the weight of a human pilot and the mechanical components needed for flight.
One of the most innovative aspects of Brodbeck's machine was its wings. They were large and shaped like bird wings, with a curvature designed to create lift. He constructed them using a combination of wood and fabric, much like a glider. The wings were mounted on either side of the frame and could be adjusted for different angles of attack, allowing the pilot to control the ascent and descent of the machine.
But what really set Brodbeck's airship apart was its power source. Instead of relying on human strength or wind, Brodbeck devised a unique propulsion system using a series of coiled springs. Imagine a giant wind-up toy. Brodbeck believed that by winding these springs, he could store enough potential energy to power the machine through the air.
The concept was both brilliant and audacious. These springs were connected to a series of gears and pulleys that drove two large propellers mounted at the rear of the craft. When the springs were released, they would spin the propellers, generating thrust and pushing the airship forward. It was an entirely mechanical means of propulsion, something that hadn't been tried before in the context of flight.
And it wasn't just about going forward. Brodbeck also designed a rudimentary control system for his airship. He installed a lever mechanism that allowed the pilot to adjust the tension on the springs and the angle of the wings. By shifting these controls, the pilot could theoretically steer the airship up, down, or side to side, much like a bird in flight.
That's a level of sophistication that's pretty remarkable for the 1860s. We have to remember that this was a time before the internal combustion engine, before aluminum and lightweight materials were widely available, and before anyone had really cracked the code on aerodynamics. Brodbeck was operating in uncharted territory.
Exactly. And it's important to note that Brodbeck's approach to flight was more scientific than many of his contemporaries. He wasn't just building and hoping for the best, he was carefully calculating the forces involved and trying to create a balanced, controlled flying experience. He even developed a braking system to help the machine land safely, consisting of a retractable set of wheels and a set of flaps that could be deployed to slow the descent.
So, here we are in 1865, and Jacob Brodbeck is ready to test his airship. According to local legends, he chose an open field near Leukenbach, Texas, as the site of his first flight. It was a big day, and a crowd gathered to watch the spectacle. Imagine the scene, a wooden contraption with massive wings, sitting in the middle of a Texas field, with everyone wondering if this thing was really going to fly.
And here's where things get interesting. The story goes that Brodbeck wound up the springs, took a deep breath, and climbed aboard. He pulled the lever to release the springs, and the propellers started to spin. Slowly at first, then faster and faster, until the airship began to move.
Witnesses claim that the airship lifted off the ground, hovering a few feet in the air. Brodbeck reportedly managed to fly for about 100 feet before the springs lost tension, causing the machine to descend back to the ground. Unfortunately, the landing wasn't as graceful as the takeoff. The airship hit the ground hard, damaging the frame and one of the wings.
Despite the crash, this was a significant moment. If the accounts are accurate, Brodbeck had managed to achieve powered flight with a heavier-than-air machine, something no one else had done before, at least not documented. But here's the kicker: there are no photographs, no official records, and no detailed sketches that have survived to this day.
That's right, Chuck. Most of what we know comes from oral histories and a few scattered mentions in local archives. After the crash, it's said that some onlookers, perhaps out of fear or disbelief, destroyed the remains of the machine, thinking it was some kind of witchcraft or dark magic.
And after that, Brodbeck's story fades into obscurity. There are no more reports of further flights or attempts to rebuild the airship. It's as if this one remarkable event was lost to time, overshadowed by later advancements in aviation.
It's a tantalizing mystery, isn't it? Did Brodbeck really achieve powered flight all those years before the Wright brothers? Or is this just a case of local legend growing bigger with each retelling?
Either way, the story of Jacob Brodbeck is a fascinating chapter in the history of aviation, full of ambition, innovation, and the spirit of exploration. And whether or not he actually flew, his ideas certainly helped lay the groundwork for those who came after him.
Absolutely, Chuck. And that's what makes history so exciting. It's full of these stories of forgotten pioneers and unsung heroes, people who dared to dream big and push the boundaries of what was possible. Now that we've unpacked the details of Jacob Brodbeck's intriguing flying machine, let's explore the legend that has grown around him and the impact his story might have had on the field of aviation.
Absolutely, Marco. Brodbeck's story is fascinating not just because of what he may have achieved, but also because of how little we actually know. The lack of concrete evidence about his flight has allowed a sort of legend to build around him, especially in Texas, where he's considered by some to be a forgotten hero of early aviation.
Let's start with what we do know for sure. After the supposed flight in 1865, Jacob Brodbeck continued his life in Texas, working as a schoolteacher, a farmer, and an inventor. He didn't attempt another flight, at least not one that was recorded, which raises a lot of questions. Why wouldn't he try to replicate his success?
That's a great point, Marco. One theory is that Brodbeck simply didn't have the resources. Building his flying machine was an expensive endeavor, and after the crash, he might have lacked the funds or support to rebuild it. Unlike today, there wasn't a network of wealthy investors eager to fund pioneering tech projects.
And that's an important context. The 1860s were a time of great financial instability in the United States, particularly in Texas, which was recovering from the Civil War. With the economy in shambles and many people focused on rebuilding their lives, it's easy to see how an ambitious, yet unproven, project like powered flight might not have been a priority for potential backers.
Another possibility is that Brodbeck faced skepticism and perhaps even hostility from his community. Remember, aviation was a completely untested field, and many people saw flying machines as fantastical or even dangerous. There are accounts suggesting that some onlookers destroyed Brodbeck's machine after the flight, possibly out of fear or disbelief.
Yeah, it's not hard to imagine that in a time when the unexplained could easily be attributed to the supernatural, people might have thought Brodbeck was meddling with forces best left alone. If his flight happened, and especially if it ended in a crash, it could have been seen as proof that humans weren't meant to fly.
Right. And without any physical evidence left, no photographs, no detailed drawings that survived, the story of Jacob Brodbeck's flight became more of a legend, passed down through oral histories and local folklore. By the time aviation began to take off in earnest in the early 20th century, Brodbeck's story was mostly forgotten.
That is, until the early 1900s, when local historians in Texas began to piece together the accounts of Brodbeck's supposed flight. It's said that his story was rediscovered in the 1930s during the Texas Centennial Celebration when people started digging into the state's rich history. That's when Brodbeck's name resurfaced as a potential early pioneer of aviation.
And ever since then, there's been a growing interest in his story, especially among aviation enthusiasts and historians who are intrigued by the possibility that powered flight might have been achieved decades before the Wright brothers' famous flight at Kitty Hawk.
But, of course, not everyone is convinced. The lack of solid evidence means that Brodbeck's flight remains a subject of debate. Some argue that without concrete proof, we can't say for certain that he was the first to achieve powered flight. Others suggest that even if he did fly, it was more of a short hop than a controlled flight.
And that's a fair point. The Wright brothers' achievement in 1903 wasn't just about getting off the ground, it was about achieving sustained, controlled flight and having the documentation to prove it. They had photos, detailed plans, and even witnesses from the press to confirm their accomplishment.
Exactly. In contrast, Brodbeck's flight is shrouded in mystery. The stories about him are inconsistent, and without hard evidence, it's tough to separate fact from fiction. But that doesn't mean his story isn't valuable or inspiring. On the contrary, it highlights the spirit of innovation and the drive to explore the unknown, which is at the heart of all great technological advances.
And there's also something to be said for the cultural legacy of Brodbeck's story. In Texas, he's remembered as a sort of folk hero, a symbol of ingenuity and perseverance. His tale is a reminder that history is full of untold stories and that many great achievements go unnoticed or unrecognized for years, sometimes even centuries.
That's a great point, Chuck. The story of Jacob Brodbeck is a testament to the countless innovators who worked in obscurity, laying the groundwork for the breakthroughs that would come later. Even if Brodbeck didn't achieve powered flight as we understand it today, his experiments and ideas were undoubtedly part of the broader tapestry of aviation history.
Absolutely, Marco. And who knows? Maybe one day, someone will uncover a hidden diary or a lost sketch that proves once and for all that Brodbeck was the first to take to the skies. Until then, his story remains a fascinating what-if in the annals of aviation.
So, what do you think, listeners? Was Jacob Brodbeck the first to fly, or is his story just a Texas tall tale? Either way, his contributions to the dream of human flight are worth remembering.
Definitely. And that's the beauty of history. It's not just about the big names and the famous events, it's also about the hidden figures and the untold stories that make up the fabric of our past.
Well said, Chuck. And with that, we'll wrap up today's episode on Jacob Brodbeck and his mysterious flying machine. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
As always, if you love the episode, please rate, subscribe, and share it with your friends. A 5-star review really helps us reach more people and keep the podcast growing.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We love hearing your topic suggestions, and who knows? Your idea might just become our next episode.
Also, check out our new merchandise. The link is in the show notes, and every purchase helps support the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And remember, every episode is evergreen, so feel free to dive back into our archives anytime.
Until next time, I'm Chuck.
And I'm Marco. Stay curious.
Discover the dark, enchanting world of Shadow Journeys, the tales of Jordan and Squishy. Follow Jordan, a seemingly innocent girl with a hidden power, and her loyal companion Squishy, who reincarnates into different animals after each battle. Venture into the ominous depths of the Whispering Woods as they face fierce creatures and uncover ancient secrets. Will Jordan succumb to the darkness within, or will she find the strength to forge a new destiny? Perfect for fans of dark fantasy and epic quests, this spellbinding tale will captivate and leave you pondering the fine line between hero and villain. Dive into Shadow Journeys today. Available on Amazon now.